Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 5th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, there is a tremendous bright light. There seems to be a border of about 2 to 3 inches in thickness of light all about the trees. It makes a circular border over us. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's like the clouds are rolling away. There's no way to explain the sky the way it seems to separate. Our Lady is coming in directly over her statue. She was quite a distance because as I watched the sky opening, Our Lady was a small figure. But she's now coming in, just carried in on the wind. I can't explain it, but she seems to be floating. She has no weight, it seems. It's just, Our Lady looks so beautiful. She has on a beautiful white gown with a blue belting about it, and she has a very long mantilla-like covering over her head, down reaching down to the bottom of her skirt. It's a complete mantle of white, and all about the outside of the mantle, there is a border of approximately. I would say about an inch and a quarter trim of golden braid. Oh, Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. She's very slender and that makes her look very queenly. Our Lady has a pair of golden sandals on her feet. They're beautiful and very dainty looking. And I notice now on the strap, there is one tiny golden roselet, a small tiny rose on Our Lady's instep with the strapping going from her ankle down to her toes. Right directly in the center is a beautiful golden rose. Our Lady is reaching now to her waist and she's taking from about her waist a beautiful rosary. The rosary with the beautiful large golden Our Father beads made of pure spun gold. And the Hail Mary beads are a white, but they almost look pink now as Our Lady's turning. They seem to reflect all of the colors of the rainbow. Our Lady is taking now her crucifix on the rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is touching her lips with the first finger of her right hand. She is kissing the crucifix on her rosary and saying, "My child and my children, I come to you with a grave message of great concern to all mankind. Man has relinquished his knowledge of his God to the extent now that sin has become a way of life. We hear cries from the torn hearts of mothers coming forward to us. Why, they say, why are we now our hearts torn asunder? It is because, my children, Sin is insanity. Sin is produced by the corrupter of mankind, the prince of darkness, Satan, the despoiler of souls. My children, my voice has carried for years throughout your world of earth, warning you of the coming of these times, the times of 666, the great forces of evil that would gather to do battle with the children of God upon earth. The battle now rages, my children. It rages in your government. It rages in the homes. Your children are now victims of their elders. Oh, my children, do you not recognize that the evil is accelerating in your country and the countries of the world? Murders have become commonplace. There is no realization in the clouded minds of sinful men that murder is an abomination in the eyes of his God. Murder in all forms is being committed and shall not go unpunished. My children, I have warned you in the past, and I warn you again, that when you cast aside the knowledge and the belief in the supernatural, you open yourselves to be attacked by the evil forces of the supernatural. You must call upon your God with firm purpose and true heart to protect you, or you will fall. Demons now are loosed upon the earth. They claim the bodies of any man, woman, or child who has fallen out of grace. They take on the spirits of darkness. My children, already your city, New York, has started on the road to a great chastisement with many warnings given before. There is one loosed in your city and in your country who is a direct capture of the forces of 666. Parents, you have not listened to my counsel and protected your children with the sacramentals. Many children and young peoples have become now agents of hell, going about the world promoting murders and all manners of abomination to his fellow men. My children, awaken from your slumber. Shake your pastor from his slumber. The sheep are scattering. Oh, my children, Satan has full control now of your countries. Satan seeks the soul of every Roman Catholic that he can seduce and bring into eternity of darkness. Satan now is using individual human bodies as his passport into the lives of Christians to destroy them. My children, I cannot give you, because of the frailty of your human nature, the full story of how and in what manner Satan can do and plans to do a full capitulation of mankind into his grasp. These days have been warned of by many enlightened in the past. These days have been written for you in your book of life, your Bible. And the agents of hell now take that book and remove the truth, making it easier for Satan to corrupt the souls of the young and capture the souls of the old. My children, if you do not listen to my counsel, you will live in a world in which the living will envy the dead. So great will become the corruption, the murders, the evil even reaching into the highest places in my son's church. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer, I beg you, as your mother. Protect your children from the agents of 666. There will be much woe set upon the earth by 666. Recognize the faces of evil about you. Man must not judge his neighbor. However, he shall not consort with evil. Man shall not condone evil or rationalize sin. Homosexuality is an abomination in the eyes of God and man. The Creator condemns those who do not repent of this sin. My son cries bitter tears of remorse for his sacrifice that has been cast aside the knowledge of, and man continues upon the road to his own destruction once again. Have you forgotten so soon? Oh, my children, you must make an individual and concerted effort to remain in the light with your families, your children, your loved ones. And if you have great charity of heart, you will endeavor to reach others who have not the graces that you do have. Parents must have firm discipline in the home. Parents must supervise the teaching of their children. The forces of evil are gathering fast to the ego. Communism is the scourge of mankind, the enslavement of a nation. The serpent is in your country, O America the beautiful. The eagle has been plucked. Pray, my children, pray that this serpent does not come into your home. Protect it with your monuments, your statues. The evil forces have gathered to remove all knowledge of the sacramentals and the supernatural from your lives. It is a diabolical plan coming up from hell. The road to hell has been paved often by good intentions. Remember this, my children. Without prayer, you cannot remain in the light. You must always direct your talks, your thoughts to the Eternal Father and the personages of heaven to protect you and guide you. Seek not the counsel of man when it concerns the state of your immortal soul. For what man is there left upon earth who will counsel you in truth? Very few, my children, for the pastors, the shepherds, shall stand before my Son, and shall they say that their teaching has been pure in his sight? He shall cast them out as the vermin and the vipers they have become, for many have sold their souls to get to the head. What does it matter, O pastors and shepherds, if you gather and gain all of the treasures of your world, the earth, and you come bare across the veil with no treasures stored in heaven? You shall be banished in the everlasting dead realm. Satan is the father of all liars. He is the master of deceit. He will place 1,000 truths among you if he can build up 1 lie of deception, starting it is an acorn and growing into a tree that one day shall be burned down in the fires. My children, listen well. You have all been placed on the tree of life, but my Son is the dresser of that tree. You are growing on his vine. But if you conform with the world, you will die on that vine. My children, can I bring you a message of joy when my heart is torn by the murders and the loss of respect for your elders? Children against parents, parents going about running to and fro, marrying and giving in marriage, living adulterously, consorting with evil, with homosexuals and lesbians. What manner of life do you show for your children to make example of? Woe to the parent that scandalizes his child. It is better if that parent had died in his mother's womb. Woe to the pastors that scandalize the children. They shall burn in an eternity of hell for their deception. Shall my Son return among you and find even a flicker of faith left in your hearts, O pastors? Only a few shall be saved. Can you not work to be counted among the few? Will you give less honor to man and give more honor to your God? Or shall you be forced upon your knees? Pastors and shepherds, the choice is yours. Oh, my children, one day all will be made right. But the world shall pass through a great crucible of suffering. It will be a necessary part of the transition, my children. The separation of the sheep from the goats. The light from the darkness. The chaff and the good kernel shall be separated. The harvest will be great. But my children, who shall gather the largest harvest, my Son or Satan, his adversary? Understand, my children, that you have an invisible life about you now, a world unseen to the human eyes, but it exists. In its nature, it exists as you exist. There is only one major difference. Their existence never dies. You and your human body will die, but your spirit will continue to exist. And where will you live in your full knowledge of your being? In heaven or in hell? Or shall you spend years of eternity in purgatory? My children, I cry to you. I come to you as your mother to bring you this message of warning. I repeat and repeat my message in great hopes that perhaps in this repetition I will reach one more soul. The Eternal Father does not wish that one be lost to him. You must all proceed, my children, without slackening your pace. Send out the message from heaven with great speed. You will have truly a labor of love for souls. Pray, pray always, my children. There will be seen among mankind many prodigies, my children, many supernatural manifestations. You will test the spirits. Do not underestimate, my children, the power of Satan and his fallen angels and those who he has warned to bring his rule upon earth now. Do not underestimate their power, for it is great. However, no power is greater than the Creator. The Eternal Father permits much that man cannot understand to happen for the greater glory of God and for the redemption of mankind. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist, and she's extending the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now directly behind Our Lady, Saint Michael is coming forward. Oh, the sky is opening up, it's so beautiful. Michael is being accompanied by many, many angels. I can see from their dress, their flowing gowns, that they are angels. They have an absolute beautiful feeling. There is no human way to explain it. It's a feeling, an emotion that comes to you. It seems to encompass you, the beauty and the peace and the joy of their being, because they are sanctified in the Lord. Our Lady said they are sanctified in the Lord. Our Lady is placing a hand out, and she's going over now with her crucifix from her rosary over on our left side. She's leaning over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning, and Saint Michael has remained over the statue, directly in the sky over the statue. But Our Lady now is floating across the sky, and she's holding the crucifix of her rosary in her right hand. She's coming across the sky now. And there, she's almost over the tree now on the right side. She's bending over, and Michael now is coming up to her, standing behind her, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father is my Son. In the spirit of light, I bless you with powers for cures of conversions. Cures, conversions, and much that man will rejoice in, my children. All evidence will be given to mankind of the existence of his God. Rejoice, for man's redemption is near at hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.
All right. full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou, is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
And Perry and Bernie and Evelyn, we'll take a pic of the pictures our lady sent. The sky is becoming very pink all about Our Lady's statue. It's a beautiful warm coloring. Now directly over Our Lady's statue there is a huge beam of light, and it started as a pinpoint, but now it seems to be piercing the darkness. I can't explain it. The light is like cut glass. And very crystal-like. Now all about too, I see graces are going to be given this evening, because there are these tiny crystalline slivers that are coming out now all about the light. And oh, now directly over the statue, Jesus is coming forward. It must be quite windy, because he has his cloak. It's like a burgundy colored cloak, and he has to catch it about him now, because the wind is catching the cloak. Jesus has on brown sandals. They're made like a skin-like sandal. I can't explain it. And he has a beautiful beige robe, a loose, look like sheeting. I can't explain the way the clothes are made. They're kind of different than what we have. They're very loose and folded. Must take yards of material. And he has belting made of like a twisted rope this time. His belting looks almost rope-like, yellowish-brown sort of. Now, Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this, with his three fingers extended like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's turning his head to the right, and now he's moving and he's looking all about. Oh, he's smiling. He has the most beautiful eyes. I can see him very clearly tonight. They're gray-blue, and they are, oh, I can't explain it. He has beautiful eyes. His whole face is beautiful, and he has a short beard. His beard is very trimmed, very, very short, very nice. I think my description's kind of funny, I guess. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. That's the indication what it means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I do not intend to stop the prayers of atonement to give you additional reference to my mother's message from heaven. Be it enough that you have been warned, and warned constantly in counsel from my mother, to mend your ways, repent, do penance, make atonement to the Eternal Father for all of the offenses that have torn his heart. My children, the evil is accelerating throughout your world. Do not fear the attacks from Satan upon you. You will understand, my children, that you are all passing through a time of testing, the separation of the sheep from the goats. You cannot accept two masters. One you will love, and the other you will learn to hate. And remember, my children, where your treasures are, your heart will always lie. And better that you gather your treasures in a place where there is neither rusting nor attacks by moths, and robbers cannot take them from you. Store your treasures in heaven, my children. Gather your graces. You must ransom your soul and the souls of your children, your households. Do not wait expecting to be repatriated at the last moment, my children. Many are coming across the veil unprepared, and sadly, they cannot be accepted into the kingdom. My heart is torn now, at the full acceleration of the evil in your country, your cities, and your world. My mother made it quite clear to you that mankind is not beyond possession by Satan. The human body and the human souls now are being corrupted by evil man through the influence of Satan, my children. You must learn to avoid the faces of evil that come to you. You must do all in your human power with the graces that will be given to you freely to cast off the inclination to evil. My children, there are forces now loosed upon your earth. The abyss is wide open now. 666 has entered in full force upon your earth. His agents now are in the Vatican. They have captured some of the highest seats in the hierarchy. They have taken over many governments. They are bringing the nations to the edge of destruction. When charity is gone, when love becomes the major issue, love of man for man, without the love of God to man, and I say the time will come when the Holy Spirit shall be withdrawn from man, and man shall go upon his way, fast hurtling to his own destruction by his own means, with his own hands. The destruction of the human body is inevitable. The destruction to the soul, the spirit in that human body will be inevitable if you do not seek the light. Satan shall destroy souls. Your children are the innocent victims of their elders. The example in homes is poor. Until the house shall be divided, it will be father against son, mother against daughter, as Satan sets himself in their midst. Love shall become cool. Love for neighbor shall become cool because of fear of neighbor. So great will be the evil of the world. My children, you will all link your hands for a solid wall of unity against this evil. Your links shall be prayer and sacrifice, penance. You will use all of the sacramentals given to you from the establishment of my church upon earth. Let the scoffers laugh at you. Accept their condemnation even. For in the end, you will receive your crown. You cannot be of the world. You may live in the world, but you must not become of the world or you will be lost. Your life upon earth is but a short pilgrimage. You were placed upon earth to make your way back to the kingdom of heaven. and instead many of their own given free will have turned and given themselves willingly to Satan. The Eternal Father is only the judge for mankind. My children, man judges in his human way. The Eternal Father judges by your heart. He sees your heart. He knows your heart. Nothing is hidden from him. And everyone who enters the kingdom of heaven must enter by merit. My children, I repeat, you are only on a short pilgrimage. Some will end this pilgrimage sooner than others, but all of you will one day end your pilgrimage. Life upon your earth is but a temporary time. Life over the veil is eternal, forever, eternity. You will have full knowledge through your spirit when you come over the veil. You lose no consciousness of thinking. You have full knowledge, my children. And could I open to you the scenes that come before us, the weeping and the gnashing of teeth as they are turned away from the gates of heaven and must be turned over to the agents of the fallen angels. My children, you cannot understand the judgment of heaven upon mankind. You must accept it by faith. And the evidence given throughout the centuries in the supernatural. Reject the supernatural and you will be lost. Atheists abound upon your earth, creating a form known as communism. Communism is atheism. Satan is the father of all liars, and he will draw you into his web with all promises. But the promises of an atheist means nothing, for he justifies all by what he gets in the end that he wants. Liars! Just as the father of all liars is Satan. My children, do not be deceived by the voices that cry love, love, when they know not the meaning of love. Love is God the Father. The love being created by mankind, leading to a new religion and a new world rule, is a love based on humanism and modernism. The church I established upon earth is eternal, though it suffers now in a crisis. I tell you, as the vine dresser, all that is rotten shall be shaken from the vine. The reaper will go in the harvest, and ye, all of you, who have corrupted the sheep, shall be judged and gathered in the harvest and thrown into the fires. I give you fair warning, O shepherds in my house. I have looked upon you and found you wanting. I have looked upon you and wait with great patience for you to recover from the insanity that has been set into your minds and your hearts. Man of science, ever seeking and never finding the truth. And what is truth, my children, you ask? Truth is life, and life is the light. Darkness is death. Satan is death. You cannot have both. My children, the war of the spirits continues. The ultimate victory will be with heaven. But we cry great tears of anguish, knowing that many shall fall to the wayside, being corrupted by those in authority. My children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Keep your thoughts going to heaven, the Eternal Father. Ask your angels to protect you. They are invisible supports, my children. Pray to your patrons, your saints. They have removed my visage from among you. My child exclaimed, that is my face. They have removed my visage. And why? To place out of sight, out of mind, the eyes are the mirror of the soul. And what do your children look at but filth and pornography? And who has brought this before their eyes but their parents, by their permissiveness and their lack of organization? I say organization because they run to and fro, buying and selling, marrying and giving in marriage, coveting the neighbor's wife and husband. All manner of abominations in the eyes of your God. Even now sin is being condoned until it becomes a way of life. And for what? For the ultimate damnation of a generation? My children, the ball of redemption is nearing. I have warned you in the past, as my mother has warned you. The scoffers say, and where is his coming? And where is this ball? It approaches, held back by the prayers of the few who have remained faithful and true. My children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. You will accept the scoffers deriding you, calling you fanatics. You will be an example to them, and in your heart, your charity of heart, you will pray for them, for they know not the path that they have set themselves upon. It ends in darkness and hell. My children, pray for your priests. Many are on the road to perdition and taking others with them. Pray for your cardinals and your bishops. Prayer is the greatest force now given to mankind to stop the evil. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes. Public prayer and private prayer is deemed necessary now. As was told to you in the book of life, in these days, my children, all will come to pass. You are living in the end of your era. There will be great discord in the homes. There will be nation against nation. And in the end, my children, many nations shall disappear from the face of the earth. It is not for man to question why the Eternal Father permits this. You must understand, my children. The Eternal Father is all goodness and mercy, and you were given a free will to choose him or Satan. No man shall go to hell unless he goes there of his own free will. Pray, my children, now for all those who have not received the light. Your prayers shall be gathered for those who need them the most. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this with his three fingers and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming towards Jesus. She's at the right side of Jesus, our right side. Jesus is left side, directly over the first tree. Now she's floating. Our Lady doesn't walk. She's floating across. The wind is carrying her. That's what it looks like. And Our Lady now is looking up at Jesus. She's shorter than Jesus. Jesus is very tall, you know, quite tall, about 6 feet, I think. And now Michael is standing behind them both. And of course, Michael is tremendous. He's an absolute warrior. That's why Our Lady said that Michael is called the guardian of the faith. Guardian of the faith. Now Jesus and Our Lady are floating across the sky. They're over on our left side now, directly over the blue banner. And Jesus is moving forward. Now he's bending over with his hand extending quite far out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My children, you will continue now with your prayers of atonement. Pray a constant vigilance. You are going to now face a great test. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 5th, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.